Here in the U.S., President Bush has chosen the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that's Florida Congressman Porter Goss, to become the new director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Here's the president at the White House today.
He knows the CIA inside and out. He's the right man to lead this important agency at this critical moment in our nation's history.
President Bush speaking this morning. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, the president's certainly right on that. He knows the agency on the inside part, isn't he?
He certainly should, Alex. He was a veteran of the CIA in the clandestine service back in the 1960s for roughly a decade after he had previously been a military intelligence officer coming out of college.
And that means he actually was a spy?
I think that's what we'd have to call him. He worked in Haiti, he worked in Mexico, worked in Europe, and as he himself has said it, had some very interesting moments in the Florida Straits during the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962.
Well, that's an interesting comment. Why is it that the president has chosen him, other than the fact that he actually does have experience in the CIA?
He also has a lot of experience with managing intelligence from the standpoint of Washington politics, because he's also a 16-year veteran of the House of Representatives. And 8 of those years, half the time he's been in the House, he has been on the committee, the House Committee on Intelligence. And he's been chairman of that committee, and he's been chairman of it through all of the grievous times since 9/11 and through the Iraq War.
His name has been proposed for this job. When it first came up, the senior Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, that's Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, he said that Mr. Goss might be too partisan for the job. Is there going to be a fight on this?
There is going to be a fight, but it will probably not be specifically on the person of Porter Goss, because while he is a Republican and a conservative Republican from Florida and has been a partisan figure, he is also an immensely popular individual who's worked closely with Democrats in the intelligence oversight functions of Congress, House and Senate. I think where the fight will come is over the implications of Bush appointing Goss and doing it at this time. Does it mean that the president does not want to have a director of national intelligence who really is in charge of all of our intelligence communities? Because if he supports that, as he says he does, and that was part of the recommendations of the independent 9/11 commission, then why is he appointing now to head the CIA a historically strong figure with the kind of background and the kind of political juice that Porter Goss has? If he's just going to be underneath some other, if you will, intelligence czar, then this would seem a somewhat odd appointment.
This director of national intelligence, he actually would be in charge, he or she would be in charge of all of national intelligence, and supposedly the CIA would work underneath this figure. That was the recommendation of the 9/11 commission. What about the timing now? I thought that after George Tenet resigned from the CIA, I thought it would be months before they named someone.
In fact, there were stories that were encouraged by the White House right after Tenet left a month ago on July 11th, saying, we're not going to rush to this. We've got a fine acting director in John McLaughlin. John McLaughlin had been the deputy and was also the acting director, and he could have been left in place really straight through the election. And that way the administration would avoid a fall where you had hot hearings, if you will, intense political hearings on the very questions that are most uncomfortable for the administration about preventing 9/11 and about the intelligence leading up to the Iraq War.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.